Hello, and welcome to the Gander Mountain fourth quarter and year-end earnings call for fiscal year 2008. I'm David Ewald from the Investor Relations Department at Gander Mountain. The replay of this call and related materials about the quarter and full year are available on the Gander Mountain website at www.gandermtn.com. We are offering a recorded message that can be called up from our website or downloaded to a player. A transcript of the call is also available online. The transcript of this call will be posted under Archives in the Investor Relations section of our website. Please remember that our discussion today may include forward-looking statements relating to our estimates and expectations that involve risks and uncertainties. Our actual results could differ materially from those projected in any forward-looking statement. Additional information concerning important factors that could cause our actual results to differ materially from these forward-looking statements are described in the Risk Factors section of our annual report on Form 10-K, as filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, as well as in our subsequent reports filed with the SEC. These reports are available at the Investor Relations section of our website at gandermtn.com and at the SEC's website at sec.gov. We caution you that forward-looking statements reflect our current views with respect to future events and speak only as of the time they are made, and we undertake no obligation to update them in light of new information or future events. Let me now turn the call over to David Pratt.
Good day. I'm David Pratt, Chairman and Interim CEO of Gander Mountain. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our remarks regarding our recently concluded fourth quarter and fiscal 2008 results and the actions we are taking to build on the strong base at Gander Mountain. With me on the call today is Bob Vold, our CFO. Before turning things over to Bob, let me say that I am pleased with the second consecutive quarter of progress in both our retail and direct operating segments. Over the past several quarters, Gander has improved retail profitability. We have implemented the launch of our direct e-commerce and catalog businesses, and we have delivered on cost control efforts. I am particularly pleased with the fourth quarter performance of our retail segment, despite the unprecedented tough economic environment for us and our peers. We are building a new Gander Mountain with a renewed emphasis on consistent, sustained profitability. We have identified and acted on a number of opportunities which are reflected in our recent results. I am particularly pleased that for the fourth quarter, we have reported a 2.7% comparable sales result in our ongoing product categories, excluding powersports, which we're exiting, reflecting improved performance in our retail stores. As a result, we have generated record cash flows from operations and been able to reduce debt. I'm also pleased with early results from the startup of the new Gander direct internet and catalog operations since the third quarter of fiscal 2008. Now let me turn things over to Bob.
Thanks, David. First, let me focus in on the quarter and then review the year-end financial metrics. In the fourth quarter, Gander Mountain reported consolidated sales of $334.1 million and revenue growth of 5.2%. Gander Mountain retail stores reported a 3.2% sales increase and a comp of -0.2%, which was an improvement over -6.5% in the third quarter of fiscal 2008. In the fourth quarter, excluding the -2.9% impact of the sale of boats, ATVs, and powersports services, which are categories we are in the process of exiting, comparable store sales were a +2.7%. Our average retail ticket increased 2.1% to $63.69 for the quarter. We saw strong sales performance during the quarter in the firearms, ammunition, seasonal hunting, and footwear categories. Retail initial margin increased 69 basis points, and retail gross margin expanded 42 basis points despite the challenging retail environment. In the direct area, our Gander direct business at gandermountain.com was launched in the third quarter with a focused initial assortment. We also distributed 2 million Gander Mountain catalogs in the second half of the year. While fourth quarter financial results for the direct area include the impact of this investment and launch, we are pleased with improvements in conversion rates as we build this business. For the fourth quarter, direct revenues increased at $12.1 million compared to $5.5 million for the same period last year. The increase in direct segment sales resulted primarily from the startup of the new Gander direct internet and catalog operations in the third quarter of fiscal 2008 and the inclusion of Overton's, acquired in December 2007, for the full quarter in fiscal 2008. In the fourth quarter, Gander Mountain took a non-cash charge for impairment of goodwill. Based upon the results of our annual impairment testing as of the end of fiscal 2008, we recorded a non-cash goodwill impairment charge in our retail segment of $6.5 million. This charge was primarily due to the book value of the company being higher than the company's market capitalization, which was based on the closing price of our common stock for the 30-day period ending January 31, 2009. Turning to consolidated results, recall that our selling, general, and administrative expenses include store operating expenses of our retail segment, operating expenses of the direct segment, and corporate, general, and administrative expenses. In the quarter, consolidated SG&A costs decreased 168 basis points to 20.0% of sales. Retail segment SG&A costs improved $6.4 million, or 263 basis points as a percentage of sales, due to cost reductions in both store operating and corporate, general, and administrative expenses. Gander Mountain opened no new stores during the fourth quarter. Net interest expense was $3.7 million for the quarter, down $2 million from last year. Consolidated net income improved to $13 million for the fiscal 2008 fourth quarter, including the $6.5 million non-cash charge for impairment of goodwill, compared to net income of $5.8 million for the same quarter last year. Excluding the non-cash impairment charge, consolidated net income for the fiscal 2008 fourth quarter was $19.6 million. The improvement in fiscal 2008 resulted primarily from increased product margins and decreased SG&A costs. Retail segment net income in the fourth quarter was $16.6 million, which includes a $6.5 million non-cash charge for impairment of goodwill. Excluding the non-cash impairment charge, retail segment net income in the fourth quarter was $23.1 million. For the fourth quarter of fiscal 2007, retail net income was $7 million. Direct segment net loss for the fourth quarter was $3.5 million, compared with a net loss of $1.2 million in the fourth quarter of 2007. Earnings per share for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2008 were 54 cents per share, compared to 25 cents per share in the comparable 2007 period. At the close of the fourth quarter, Gander Mountain operated 118 stores, including three outlet centers, totaling approximately 6.6 million square feet of retail space. Total square footage year over year increased 6.5%. Our comp store base at the end of the quarter was 110 stores. For the full fiscal year, on sales growth of 9.8%, Gander Mountain reached $1.065 billion in revenues, which is a company record and the first time we have broken the billion-dollar sales mark. Turning to segment results for the year along the retail and direct business lines, our retail business reported $979 million in revenue, compared with $964 million for fiscal 2007, an increase of 1.5%. Comparable store sales declined 5.6% for the year. Retail segment results for the year were a net loss of $9.4 million compared with a loss of $30.6 million in fiscal 2007. Direct segment results were a net loss of $6.1 million compared with a net loss of $1.2 million in fiscal 2007. The consolidated net loss for fiscal 2008 was $15.5 million or 64 cents per share versus the loss of $31.8 million or $1.52 per share last year. Consolidated inventory ended at $358 million versus $404 million at the end of last year. $23 million of the current inventory is related to the direct business, which is more than offset by a 13% decline in inventory in our retail segment. Our retail segment inventory per square foot, excluding pre-opening inventory, was $50.87 versus $62.19, down 18% from the prior year. These results demonstrate our continued efforts to increase inventory turn, reduce SKUs, and reduce clearance inventory. Echoing David's comment, perhaps the most significant area improvement is operating cash flows for the year. We improved our cash provided by operations by $90 million, from a use of $30 million in fiscal 2007 to providing $59 million in fiscal 2008, primarily as a result of improved operating results and lower retail segment inventory levels. As a result, we reduced total debt by $38 million in fiscal 2008. I'm also pleased to note that the $10 million note payable, which was due on March 31, has been extended to June 30, 2009, with no change in terms. Cash capital expenditures were $19 million for 2008 versus $47 million for 2007, primarily because we opened fewer new stores this year. Total capital expenditures for the year, including capital leases, were $23 million. We expect capital expenditures for fiscal 2009 to be less than $15 million. Earlier this month, we opened our Springfield, Illinois store, which is the only opening for fiscal 2009. Depreciation and amortization was $32 million for the fiscal year versus $28 million a year ago. We ended the quarter with borrowings under a revolving credit facility of $205 million and shareholders' equity of $180 million. As we continue into 2009, our primary focus is twofold. First, growing the direct business, and second, improving profitability and continued cost controls in the retail segment. In all stores, we will continue to work towards improvements in business fundamentals, product gross margins, expense control, store profitability, and management of inventory as we continue to develop a stronger business structure. Now I'll turn it back over to David.
Thanks, Bob. The consumer environment continues to be extremely challenging for retailers of all sizes. We expect this to continue at least through the balance of 2009. However, we still expect to improve operating performance and cash flow this year, and we are seeing continued progress thus far through the first quarter. In closing, I want to thank our associates, vendors, and shareholders for their support. Thanks for joining us today. We will speak with you again soon.